We have a few nights left of the Mubarak month of Ramadan. Possibly you might see another month of Ramadan, but you will not get this night back. And every night till the end of the month of Ramadan is a night to make decisions with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. For us to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to ask Allah for divine guidance for the rest of our lives. And definitely from Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala side, Allah wants to give hidayat. Allah wants to be kind to us. Allah wants to give us. From these nights, who is there to present himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to present his slate, present his life to Allah. Because Allah is prepared to forgive, especially these last 10 nights. These are nights of itqul min al-nar, emancipation, freedom from the fire of Jahannam. And millions of souls are freed from the fire of Jahannam. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to free us from those sins that will lead us to Jahannam. Allah must give us the strength for the rest of our lives, that we are free from all those sins, and that we come unto the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The main ingredient to come upon the obedience of Allah is intense love for Allah. To be Allah in the love of Allah. Then life becomes life. Then life becomes enjoyable. The love of the Creator comes in the heart. Today we know the love of the creation and the love of things and material that has killed the heart. And no insan has the human capacity, no human being has the human capacity to keep another human being happy all the time. Not possible. Whether it's a wife, whether it's the children, whether it's parents, not possible. The only one that can keep me happy 24/7 is the Creator of my heart. Only He knows what the heart needs to be happy. What is taking us long? What is taking islah so long? What is taking my heart to be reformed so long? Here Mashayikh say, because we have two sheikhs. One is a sheikh within the nafs, and then if we have a sheikh, there's the external one. But the biggest thief is within the heart. He is the one that's blocking that islah and the reformation. And for me to connect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connection to Allah means that I don't become unmindful of Allah. Is aware of Allah, in salam aware of Allah, out of salam aware of Allah, sitting now, sitting in jalwat, then to my heart is in salwat, sitting in public, sitting amongst all the satis in the masjid, but then too I have the secret conversation with Allah. My heart is still connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm looking at the speaker, I can see the people around me. Allah, I'm sitting here, but the heart is somewhere else. The heart is with the beloved, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First, I'm sitting in the masjid, but he's thinking now, just now after the bayan, I'm going back to my wife. She's waiting for me. Come quickly. Hurry up and come. But although the heart is there, Allah, who gave me my wife? Therefore, I'm going to make something special for you. Special like me? Special person? I'm no special person. Ya Allah, how you put in the heart for them to love me in such a manner? Everything goes back to Allah. The food goes back to Allah, my home goes back to Allah, my family goes back to Allah. Ya Allah, you give me all of this. But sitting in public also, but then my heart is alone with my Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's one great ashiq, a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, that Ya Allah, once I find the gully of your love, once I find the gully or the alley or the street of your love, then Ya Allah, I don't want to come out. Just leave me there to wander in your muhabbat and your love. And how we see this one gully end of some corner of town, Allah Ta'ala made his home over here. May Allah reward the brothers. That so many have come to find the love of Allah, where Allah has kept it. I mean, how Allah Baqi has kept it, maybe tonight that we find the love of Allah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. So tonight being the 27th night of the month of Ramadan, most of ulama ikram and sahaba radiallahu anhu are the opinion the Laylatul Qadr is on the 27th night. Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhumah, the proofs that they used to prove that tonight is the night of Qadr is from Suratul Qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi Laylatul Qadr. Fi Laylatul Qadr. So we take the word Laylatul Qadr, it has nine letters. And it comes three times in the Quran Sharif. So 9, 18, 27. So Quran has an indication that the 27th night is the night of Qadr. May Allah Ta'ala give it to us, inshallah. So what happens on this night that we have come eagerly? What does happen on the night of Qadr? What's happening behind the scenes? What's happening in the skies? The malaika come down. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on Laylatul Qadr, that is the night of Qadr, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam comes down to earth with a group of malaika, making dua of blessings, that is barakah, for every servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom they see in worship, standing or sitting, and engaging Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praise, whether la ilaha illallah, whether Allahu Akbar, subhanallah, third kalima, whatever he's reciting, whether it be Durood Sharif, he's engaged in the worship of Allah because he's a slave of Allah. And he's doing what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from him. So they come down and they make dua of blessings for every servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom they see in worship, standing or sitting and engaged in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's praise. Again, on the day of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about them to the malaika. What does Allah ta'ala boast? Ya ulama say, malaika had ishkal and they objected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala wanted to create insan. That Ya Allah, you creating insan is not create bloodshed on the earth, mischief on the earth. وَنَحْنُ نُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِكَ وَنُقَدِّسُ لَكَ. Ya Allah, you created us, we praise you, we hymn your praises, we glorify you. You want to create insan, you will create bloodshed, mischief on the earth, corruption. You pollute the earth. قَالَ إِنِّي أَعْلَمُ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Allah said, I know of insan and man what you don't know. When he will exert himself, O malaika, so to say, you don't have the material of disobedience in you. They are ma'asum, la ya'asun Allah ma amarahum. We heard tonight in Salat al-Tarawih, Surah Tahrim. La ya'asun Allah ma amarahum. Whatever command Allah tabarak wa ta'ala gives them, they never disobey. Wa yaf'aluna ma yu'marun. Whatever command is given to them, they obey. An insan, Allah ta'ala has given him choice. Allah has given him choice. So malaika, you don't have the material in you to disobey me. But insan, I made him in such a way, he has a choice. Either he obeys the command of Allah or break the command of Allah. But when he will be inspired to obey me, then insan will even surpass the malaika. Then the malaika will come, like right now we are sitting in the halqa. Then other riwayat and ahadith say they come and they look for the gatherings. They look for the gatherings and the halqas of ta'aleem, daras Quran, hadith. And they come and they perch themselves. And as the Shaykh rahimahullah in his kitab, the kitab you are reading from, he says they perch themselves with amazement. What are these people doing? They are listening to talks of akhirat, talks of qabr, talks of jannat and jahannam. Have they seen jannat? They haven't seen. Have they seen the qabr? They haven't seen. So they come in amazement. We have seen the unseen. And you all haven't seen the unseen. But then to Ya Allah, they left behind their busy schedules. They left behind their families, their homes, the soft beds, the delicacies, the foods. And they come together in the house of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. They are amazed, they're taken aback. They're, oh insan, who are you really? You have so much going through in your mind and your heart and your brain. And then to you are here, you have come all the way to listen about your Creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts, look at malaika, look at them. At one time you had an objection. But look at them now. The whole year they've sinned, they've slipped up, they made mistakes. Now they've come to repent. They've come with repentant hearts to sit in my home, to ask for me of my forgiveness. And Allah, because Allah loves us, Allah loves those that will come with repentant hearts to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And the malaika are surprised also. And at the end of the gathering, then is called out, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. That, oh my beloved insan, get up in the condition, all your sins are forgiven. All your sins are forgiven. You just spared me some time, whatever mistakes you have made, everything forgiven. And more than that, قَدْ أَبْدَلْتُ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ حَسَنَةً. That all the evil deeds that we have done, all the evil deeds we have done, I have changed them into good deeds. Not even forgiven them, I have changed them into good deeds. He brought fake notes, and the bank give you genuine notes. He brought fake gold and he gave you real gold. Allah says, he brought sins, I'm giving you a reward for it. I'll change it into good amal. Just by sitting in a gathering and speaking about and listening about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So on the day of Eid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala boasts about them to the malaika. Oh my malaika, oh my angels, what is the reward of that worker who had done his job very well? They reply, O Allah, his reward should be given to him in full. To this Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies, O my angels, my servants, the males as well as the females, we are sitting here, we have left our families behind, they're getting the full and equal reward as we are getting also. But the males as well as the females have today done their duty. They, after they went to the place of Eid, that is the Eidgah, the Musalla, raising their voices in dua to me. I swear by my honor, by my greatness, by my grace, and by my high position, that I shall surely answer the dua of these people. They kept the fast in the month of Ramadan happily. And look at the little children also. They want to wake up, they want to keep their roza. Now we had few days ago one brother was saying, my grandson, very young, going to school and madrasa, so he has to take a certain tablet. And after the tablet, he has to have a snack because of the medication. So he went to school, and he was some delay in him taking it. So the mother phoned the school to say to the educator that after he takes his tablet, he must have a snack. So he knew he had to take the tablet, so he was reminded he took it. So the educator told that young boy, you will have a snack. Say, I'm fasting. So nobody, you've got to eat. Say, no, I'm fasting. He said, but you're not fasting. No, I'm fasting. I can take the tablet, but I can't eat food. They had to take it to the HOD. HOD said, you have to have the snack. Your mother phoned, no, I'm fasting. Took it to the principal, I'm still fasting. Didn't want to eat. Subhanallah. Look at the iman in the young boy's hands. How happy Allah must become with those parents and grandparents that iman is still in the ummah after 1400 years. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for those opportunities. Where do they turn back to me? They keep being the fast in the daytime, tarawih at night time, then they come into the house of Allah, a little bit tasbihat, they're tired, the backs are paining, holding their job. But then to they say, La ilaha illallah, there's no one I worship, no one I love, no one I give my heart to. Ya Allah, it's only you and me, it's only you and me, it's only you and me. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, I swear by my honor, by my greatness, by my grace, and by my high position, that I shall surely answer the du'as of these people. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses the people, go, I have forgiven your sins. Go, I have forgiven your sins, and I have replaced your evil actions with good deeds. These people then return from the place of Eid Salah in such a condition that their sins are forgiven. May Allah make us amongst them. It is reported that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, after coming down on the night of Qadr, commands the malaika on the day of Eid, commands the malaika to go to the house of every person busy in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to greet him by shaking his hands. That is the night of Qadr. The Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, after coming down to the earth, commands the angels that come with him, go to the house of every person busy in the worship and ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to greet them by shaking their hands, salamun. For they say, salamun. Ya hatta matla'i al-fajr. Till the break of dawn, may Allah salam be upon you. Allah salam be upon you. The malaika, the angels spread out, visiting every house, large or small, be it in a jungle or on a ship, to shake the person's hands. However, as the Shaykh Rahimahullah, the author of this kitab, says, however, certain houses are not entered. May Allah save us. Malaika come, but they can't enter. Let us not deprive ourselves tonight and forever from the mercy of Allah. Allah wants to give sinners like us and beggars like us. Allah wants to give, sending down the angels. Go and look, little bit they are doing. The ummah is very weak. The ummah is very weak. Therefore, Allah Ta'ala give us that one night. Is equal to 83 years and 4 months. Not one night equal to 1,000 nights, one night equal to 1,000 months. But some homes are not visited by the malaika. The house where a dog or a pig is found, yes, if a dog is a watchdog outside the house, then no problem. But now it's become a fashion also, keeping little dogs in our handbags and taking them for walks in the morning. Here ulama say that our imam for a Muslim, the imam of the Muslim is our Quran Sharif. He wake up in the morning to stand behind the imam in the masjid, and I start my day with my imam, which is my Quran tilawat. And for those that don't have iman, who they're following in the morning? O kutta ka maslah. They're taking the dog for a walk. And they got the poo picker. Every time the dog will stop, he's also stopping. And then he's cleaning up behind the dog, and he regards that to be some fashion, some sin. Allah, give us understanding who we are. We are the ummatis of Rasulullah. We have been sent to become the imams of the world. Not for us to become followers. We are followers of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have eyes of Iman. We have eyes of Iman. We are not the blind. We have come with eyes of Iman to lead the blind. How can it be that the seeing follows those that are blind? They don't have Iman. But they threw a few things at us and make it look very nice. And now we also must buy some dogs and feed the dogs and play with the dogs and take them for a walk. And we are progressive. Inna lillah. When there's a dog, malaika don't come near. The malaika of rahmat and mercies don't come near. Malakul maut will still come. But shouldn't think now, keep a kutta and a dog, even the angel of death won't come. He'll take even the life of the dog also. The angels of rahmat will not come. Then you see the fights in that house. No rahmat. No rahmat, no sunnat. So that house where there are dogs, and also together with this, one is a living dog. And one is an animal dog in the form of a toy, some stuffed animal, which you buy for the children. Even that also, whether it be a dog or any other type of animal object in the form of a doll or a stuffed animal, whatever it may be, the malaika don't come into the house. Where there is a murat, where there are animate objects, animals, human beings, portraits, pictures, photographs, malaika come and say, we can't enter. There's an obstacle for us to enter and to deliver the rahmat of the night of Qadr also. But the house where a dog or pig is found, the house where there is someone who has committed adultery, tonight we make tawbah, ya Allah. Adultery also, my dear brothers, zina al-ayn al-nazar. Or kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam. When you talk of zina and adultery, we think only the act itself. The zina of the eyes, zina al-ayn al-nazar, the zina of the eyes is look at haram. It's also zina. Zina of the hands is to type and send a message to a ghair mahram girl who is halal for me to marry. I can marry her. Now I'm sending messages to her, the zina of the fingers. So all this constitutes zina also in Sharia. But the person feels that I'm not involved in zina. I'm only talking to the girl, nothing else. It's also zina. Whether I'm proposed to her, proposed to get married to her, but she's still a ghair mahram to me. She's haram for me right now. It doesn't mean I'm proposed, therefore I can speak to her or she can speak to me. So illicit haram relationship, I've got to make tawbah. If I don't make tawbah tonight, then du'as are not accepted also. So that's why we are emphasizing night after night that we delete all these apps, delete all the contacts. And then we ask the question also, if I delete, what will happen? Nothing. Let nothing happen. Allah's rahmat will happen. Allah will happen. But tonight, ya Allah, I'm deleting. All those contact numbers that I don't need, delete it. The groups I don't need, I delete it. Do it for Allah. Even though in my mind I'm saying that I will get back onto it, I don't know whether I'll manage or not. But do it tonight for the sake of Allah. Whether it's Instagram, whether it's a TikTok, whether it's a Facebook, whatever app has become a blockage between me and my Allah, I don't need it tonight. I need the hand of my Creator, I don't need these created things. The shaitani things that take me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But the house where a dog or a pig is found, the house where there is someone who has committed adultery, zina, and is still unclean because he has not taken a bath, and the house where pictures, photos of men and animals are displayed, this also with these pictures, there are photos of men and animals, whether they be on the phone, whether they have albums, etc. All these malaika come, they are not allowed to enter that house. Then we are deprived. Then we feel after the month of Ramadan, and no change came in me, you didn't make the change. We didn't make the change, we have to make the change. Actively, I have to do something to allow the rahmat of Allah to come into my life. How sad is that Muslim home? How sad is that Muslim home to lose the blessed visit of the angels just because there are pictures of men and animals displayed for the sake of decoration? A single picture may have been hung by a person of the house. As a result, all the people of the house are deprived of blessings. And now we educate, we're telling our brothers, telling the mothers also, we're taking our little children for shopping, we're buying pyjamas for them, the full of murad. For the young boy, Spider-Man, and this man, and that man. Then ask the little boys, you like spiders? So I'm very scared. Why are you wearing a Spider-Man suit? Because you've seen it on TV. Influence. The young girls carrying dolls around, and have animate toys around them, but I don't come. Parents don't understand that the amount of taklif and trouble and harm we are causing our children. Especially the young girls, they're very, very sensitive. By us keeping these things in the house, opens them a very, very big avenue for the shayateen to enter into the house. Because now the door is wide open for him. We can read, Bismillah, lock your house door, but you got animal things. She's sleeping with a doll, she got on titty bear, she got murat on her clothing also. And all these things in the bedroom, it's an open avenue for shaitan to come. Open avenue. We can read all the ayatul kursi and all the wazifas and hang all the ta'weez also, but the avenue is wide open. The shayateen are going to enter. Because they're animate objects and they know that now the army of malaika cannot enter. The house is free for us. But then we find the little girl, nightmares. She can't sleep at night, she's scared. Who's causing the problem? Is the parents. She never asked for these things. If we never bought it, it won't be a problem. But we expose them, that they want it, and see it on the internet, they see it on the TV, we want these things, and parents buy it. Not realizing already punishing them before the day of Qiyamah. The child grows up now, what happened to this child? Supposed to be so pious, now she don't read namaz, don't wear scarf, she's not listening to her parents also. It's like a dark life. Because she grew up with this. The young boy also, same with him. Buying all these toys, etc. Full of murat. Yes, they are Sharia compliant. We have ulama ikram. Ask them, find out. We're going shopping also. That young boy wants to buy something. The young girl wants to buy something. She's persisting. That's why every home should have an alim we are connected to. At that moment, father said, I'll buy it for you. Let's ask Maulana. Let's ask Mufti Sahab. So they'll get to know. We'll ask so and so. We'll ask and we'll do. We'll ask and we'll do. Then later on in life, when the child grows up, then he'll go to the same alim. Can I do this? Can I do that? My father bought me, Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah would say also, that let not the children feel that we are stingy. We don't want to buy for them. And he would give example. Sometimes the mothers, they get influenced. Now they bought something for the child, which is not Sharia compliant. He says, when you go home, don't lose your mind and start shouting. Zahman, why you bought something? Wasting my money? He says, no, no. He says, quietly take that non-Sharia compliant toy or gadget away and buy something even more expensive and better. Replace it. The wife will love you also and the children will get happy. Then later on, the wife will consult with you. So don't go and break things at home. Quietly hide it away and buy something better than that. Buy something which is Sharia compliant and see the pleasure and the muhabbat in the home between the parents and the children. We went to look for Laylatul Qadr. Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha reports that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, look for Laylatul Qadr, the odd lights of the last 10 days of the month of Ramadan. How fortunate we are, my dear brothers, especially in this country. Alhamdulillah, how we enjoying these moments in the house of Allah. But right now, we know what is the condition in Palestine. Our haram is closed. The haram is crying. There is no itikaf taking place. No Tarawih Salah taking place. It is for us to cry tonight. How come in my lifetime this has happened? In my lifetime I'm seeing that our haram is closed. May Allah protect our three harams and open the doors wide open for the ummah once again. And relieve the hearts of the ummah and cool our hands to see, alhamdulillah, that the haram is back in the hands of the Muslims. How can it be that we still don't feel the pain? And we can't give up our sins. We don't know amongst our brothers who will give up on sin tonight because of which it will become a means of the Masjid al-Aqsa opening tonight. Each person knows how involved I am in sin right now. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is appreciative. I give it up tonight. Which young girl that is listening on the receiver, which mother, whoever it may be, tonight I'll give it up, Ya Allah. And I'm signing that deal, Ya Allah, give it up. Open Masjid al-Aqsa for the ummah. Qiyamah Day will see it was you, Ben. You gave it up, young girl, you gave it up. You blocked the contact. You gave up the apps. You gave up going out with a parda and hijab. You made decision tonight. Ya Allah, I put on my parda tonight. Tonight, just as the malaika are going to visit tonight, Ya Allah, I look in the mirror and I'll tie a parda and I'll see Allah and I'll keep it on now. Make that decision with Allah. Ya Allah, give me the tawfiq. When we will do something for Allah, from the side of Allah, we go walking, Allah runs towards us. So we don't know who will make the decision tonight. Who will make the tawbah tonight. May Allah will make decisions of hidayat. And so many reports we have like this. Somebody did one good amal, someone in the world got hidayat somewhere else. The example we always give. Allah give me the understanding also. Where a certain person in a western country, he goes to bed at night and he sees a brother in his dream giving him da'wat and calling him towards Deen-e-Islam. And he was convinced, he wakes up in the morning, he goes to the masjid, he embraces Islam. The one he sees in his dream, he doesn't know who he is. But he gave him the da'wat. Years later, this person in the Western country goes for Hajj. And he's making tawaf of Baytullah. He's making tawaf of Baytullah, and as he's making tawaf, the person who he saw in his dream years ago, he sees him in the mataf making tawaf also. Catches his hand, assalamu alaikum brother, do you know me? He says, I don't know who you are, I know you. We never met before, how do you know me? After they finished tawaf, they sit together. He's from a Western country, from the States, he's from Pakistan. The brother who he saw in the dream was from Pakistan. He said, but I know you saw you in my dream years ago, and you gave me da'wat in my dream. Because of that, I became a Muslim. So the brother asks him, when did you see the dream? Which month? Which year? So he backtracks and he sees. At that time, at that moment when he saw the dream, I remember clearly I was in 1 year Jamaat in the path of Allah. Where I was making the gasht, where Allah gave hidayat. Where Allah gave hidayat. Where we will close the avenues of sin, where Allah will open the masajid of the world. Allah just wants one banda, one bandi, one person to make one decision of hidayat. One decision of hidayat, and as our honorable and beloved Shaykh Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib, Dama Barakatuhu, says, on nights like these in i'tikaf, when the brothers get together, each brother comes to the house of Allah with some amount of wattage. Each one has a bulb of iman within his heart. Whether it's 2 watts, whether it's 10, whether it's 15, whether it's 50, whether it's a floodlight. When they all get together, then even the person with 2 watts becomes 1,000 watts because he's sitting in the gathering. And all that put together becomes a beam that now glows to the sky and attracts the rahmat of Allah. Your ashikin and lovers have come together, O Allah, to get something tonight. So Allah Pak doesn't look at the 2 wattage, so we give him only 2 watts also. Everyone will get the highest level because all have come together with united hearts. So when people get together in the love of Allah, now the cry is one, Ya Allah, become ours and make us yours. So when to look for the night of Qadr? The last 10 nights begin. The last 10 nights begin on the 21st night. Whether the month of Ramadan is 29 or 30 days. So we should look for Ilatul Qadr on the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th and 29th night. Today is the 27th night. All the ulama agree that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went into i'tikaf in search, when it was i'tikaf, to search for Ilatul Qadr, he began on the 21st night of Ramadan. We should therefore spend each and every night from the 20th onwards worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we may be sure of getting the barakah and the blessings of Ramadan. Spending 10 or 11 nights in ibadat is definitely not so difficult if you ponder over the great rewards that are promised. The exact date that the Ummah lost the date because some Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, was shown and given the date of Laylatul Qadr, when he came out to tell the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, two of them were arguing. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam intervened. And because of that entire commotion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was made to forget which night is Laylatul Qadr. Just because of arguments. Just because of arguments, the Ummah was deprived of which night is the night of Qadr. Therefore, Allah ta'ala save us. All these arguments in the house, argument, you, me. For a man, a wonderful Shaykh says, when you enter the house, a man has broad shoulders. So have broad shoulders and a broad smile also. The wife will say many, many things. And she, if she really means what she said, then she should have been gone a long time ago. But she's still sticking around. So that she doesn't mean it. It's just how they express themselves. This is how Allah Ta'ala wired the brain also. But now if the man's tarbiyat is not made, his akhlaq is not rectified, his islah is not made, then our Shaykh says, now when the wife will start now, and she'll take out her whoop, and she'll whoop you with her tongue, and now the fight begins, then he says, dekho bhai, two ladies fighting. Where is the man of the house? You be the man. And he says to her, I just went to the gym and I came back. He said, now you got a broad shoulder. Tell her, give me your best shot. At the physical shop, say what you want. And I'll just take out my chest and take it. No problem. End of the day, you're not going anywhere, I'm not going anywhere. And carry on smiling. Some brothers say, very difficult to carry on smiling. I said, just think you're mazur then. Just think you, Hazrat says to, just think you're 5 bob short. And act like that. Like nothing, carry on smiling. And she says, what's wrong with you? So smiling. And carry on smiling. Say, what was it? Where are you going? Where I'm going? And then you say, Allah khayda muhabbat. Allah Ta'ala give us understanding, inshallah. Brother requested to come inside and make some place, inshallah. So you're off to the side, there's some place over there. Brothers can make some place, some harkat. So give the brothers in the back some place to come inside the masjid, inshallah. We just do some signs for us to recognize the night of Qadr. That Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This is the second last hadith of the chapter in regards to the virtues of Ramadan. The kitab we are reading, Fazail al-A'mal, the virtues of good actions. But this is the second last riwayat and the narrator also. None other than Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu was buried at the foot of Masjid al-Aqsa. Allah full his qabr al-Nur. But Qurbani they gave, left Madinah al-Munawwara, where the Qadi and the judge of Al-Quds for many years passed away there, buried there also, left Baqi, left Madinah al-Munawwara to make his qabr in Sham. Allah Ta'ala give us also the jazbah, give us the ability to strive in the path of Allah for Deen. For us to leave our homes, for Deen to come into our homes, Allah has a tartib and a system. That for the men, they have to strive in the path of Allah to bring Deen back into the homes. Yes, the wife will have to cry a little bit. She will cry because her husband is in the path of Allah. When she will cry and the children will cry, when she will cry and the children will cry, then Allah Ta'ala will give hidayat. Allah will give hidayat. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala anhu reports that he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about Laylatul Qadr. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, it is in Ramadan. During the last 10 nights on the odd numbered nights, either 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, or the last night of Ramadan. Whoever stands up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this night, with sincere faith, iman and wahtisaban, with sincere faith, iman, our genuine hope of regaining reward, Ya Allah, we come to get reward from you. The reward from Allah, we can't even imagine. Allah yudha'ifu, Allah will deploy it for whomsoever He wishes to. So if he comes with, stands up in worship before Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala with iman upon Allah, with hope of gaining reward, his previous sins will be forgiven. Among the signs of this night is that it is a peaceful night. A very peaceful night is a still night. It is peaceful, quiet, shining night, neither hot, no cold, but moderate, with the moon shining clear, and no shooting stars are shot at the shayateen on that night. When you see a shooting star, it's actually, as mentioned, Shihabun Thaqib, Quran speaks about it. There's much detail behind it, that when the shayateen and jinnat, they go and hide behind the stars to hear what is the news in the unseen. The malaika are passing the news on, that now rain over here, birth over there, death over there. So they go behind the stars and they listen, and they inform the fortune tellers. That is why it's up permissible haram to go to the fortune teller. Person who goes to a fortune teller, the 40 days of his ibadah are not accepted. Allah Ta'ala protect us. So when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was born, prior to him, the skies used to be open for the shayateen and jinnah. So they used to go to the skies and they used to listen, and then they used to inform the fortune tellers. It was very rife at that time. But Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, when he was given nubuwat, then the skies closed up. Then the jinnat, they were all curious, what has happened? The system of the skies have changed. Something has happened. Then they made a jamaat of them. And they went to roam the earth. And finally they came to Makkah al-Mukarramah. وَإِذْ صَرَفْنَا إِلَيْكَ نَفَرًا مِنَ الْجِنِّ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. They found Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam standing in Salah reading Quran. فَلَمَّا حَضَرُوهُ. When they presented themselves, قَالُوا أَنْصِدُوا. They said, keep quiet. Listen to his Quran tilawat. And then Nabi alayhi salam gave them the da'wat. Then they realized that now, due to his auspicious presence in the world right now, the skies have closed up. The skies have closed up, but then too they try. So when they go and they hide behind a star, and the angels see them, then they kick the star. They kick the star, and the star burns them. Shihabun Thaqib. But the Western world say, they make a wish when you see a falling star. We say the malaika, he got waxed right now. The malaika, the shayateen. Because he went to listen. So on this night also, there are no shooting stars are shot at the shayateen on that night. It lasts until the break of dawn, the start of Fajr. Another sign is that the sun rises without any beams of light, appearing rather like the moon in its fullness. On that day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stops the shayateen from rising up with the sun. They rise up with the sun every day. And some riwayat say also when the sun rises, then the shaitan goes and he stands in front of the sun and he makes it seem as if the sun is rising between his two horns. So you find many religions now, they worship the sun at sunrise. That is why for us impermissible. At sunrise time there is no namaz. They wait for about 12 minutes after sunrise, then it's Salatul Ishraq. Note, part of what has been stated in this hadith has already been discussed. Some signs are related here. And here about the actual light, the signs are clear and need no further explanation. Apart from these, there are other signs too, as stated in the hadith or in the experiences of those who had the good fortune of experiencing Laylatul Qadr. The sign that is, however, most specific in the hadith is the rising of the sun without any bright beams of light. But the signs are not always found. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we find tonight to be the night of Qadr. If Allah Ta'ala wants to give it, is that difficult for Allah Ta'ala? Allah can give it to us, maybe we might miss it also, but Allah wants to give the reward, Allah can give it. Is the wish of Allah, the right of Allah, if Allah wants to give it, it's just for us to exert ourselves. Just a little bit. In the muhabbat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal. The program will continue, inshallah, as you mentioned in the poster. Inshallah, we'll have some ash'ar namura. If himself would render some ash'ar, some poetry in the love of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. We will continue from there, zikr and dua, inshallah. Thank you.